This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Almost 3 million square feet of office space is under construction right now in Austin, according to Colliers International's third quarter market report. There are a lot of new buildings that have been coming online, and with the growth of the city's population and economy, it's provided more opportunities and spaces for restaurants to open. We're seeing them pop up in a lot of these new buildings, but these new spaces are often sparkling and modern, and that doesn't always match the cuisine of the restaurant. And joining us now to talk about one such place is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So tell me about Boiler 9 Bar and Grill. Where is it, first of all?
So it's located in the Seahome development. Of course, it's a new development in an old power plant. The Seahome power plant was built, I think, in the middle of the last century. And Boiler 9 opened earlier this summer. It's one of many businesses in that mixed-use space that kind of looks like futuristic movie downtown. Kind of looks like Vancouver. So there's these bright, shiny high-rises. There's also a Trader Joe's there. There are a couple major corporate offices in there. But Boiler 9 is the only restaurant that's actually in the old power plant. It's in the old Boiler 9 room, hence the name Boiler 9 Bar and Grill.
I see. So what is it like inside? Kind of industrial, I imagine?
It is very industrial. You know, they use some of the old building, so it's natural that it's going to kind of have that futuristic Fritz Lang Metropolis vibe to it. It doesn't quite fit the vibe of what's coming out of the kitchen. So the space is kind of cold and utilitarian, but the food is really warm and inviting and comforting.
What is that like? Does it feel mismatched?
Yeah, there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance, but the best place to eat there, I think, is the bar that looks over the open kitchen. There's about 10 seats right there, and that's my favorite place to sit in the restaurant. And it kind of welcomes you into the kitchen, and it's a warmer space than sitting out in the open of either the upper deck or out at one of the communal tables there in the dining room.
And overall, it sounds like you liked the food. What is on the menu?
There's a lot of stuff just because it does lunch and dinner, and some of those things carry over. But some of the things at dinner that I love, you know, it sounds simple, but a really great oak roasted chicken. You can kind of taste that oak, and it's in a warm jus. You've got wine and mushrooms in there. It's just comforting, kind of reminds you of childhood when your mom would make a special meal. There's also a big tomahawk pork chop that's grilled and sliced open. You can kind of see the pink glowing insides, that medium rare pork chop. It's got a nice char to it, and it's served with beans. It's a big hearty dish. They do seared scallops, and you know, scallops sometimes for me, I feel like the value's not really there, like you're not getting enough food. And it was a really big plate. I think it was lentils and these three big scallops on there. They were delicious. I also had the vegetarian dish. There's not a lot of vegetarian dishes there, but one of the vegetarian entrees was this seasonal ravioli, which I loved. So there's something there for everybody, but it is pretty big, bold flavors. Now, if you want something a little bit lighter, they do that thing of the moment that people are doing grains and salad bowls with proteins, like a quinoa and apple salad or an arugula salad with sirloin on it to try and cut back on the carbs. There's a yellowtail crudo, but even that has a cranberry ponzu sauce. It's made with charred cranberries. So the fire's never too far away.
And price-wise, what are we looking at?
Probably $60 a person for a dinner. You can probably get out of there for about $20 at lunch.
Without drinks.
Without drinks. And speaking of drinks, they've got a great drink program. If you remember Bar Congress over on Congress, Jason Stevens is the cocktail master there. He's part of the La Corsia group that runs this restaurant. And so he does some interesting cocktails. There's one I had that's made with a peach lambic beer and bourbon. So that's a fun take.
There is something interesting involved. They have a balcony and then they have a basement seating. What's the deal with that?
It kind of works against them just because there's so much going on. I like to focus, my review focuses on what's happening at Boiler 9 Bar and Grill. But you'll notice as people come into the restaurant to take the elevator upstairs to this observatory deck, which has great views. It's a nice place for a cocktail. They have a fun little snack menu, smaller items. You can get a burger up there. And if you go downstairs, there's a subterranean cocktail bar that's really dark, and it features some of Stephen's more classic cocktails. The cocktails down there are excellent. It's tucked away. You wouldn't know about it unless somebody told you, like somebody on KUT.
I wonder who would do that. The restaurant is Boiler 9 Bar and Grill. It's in the Seahome development in downtown Austin. You can read Matthew Odom's full review of this in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman, or you can check it out right now at austin360.com. Matthew, thanks for bringing this to us.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.